Daf is a daf. Hey, so we got to the top line of daf. Hey, here the Gemara last had been speaking about that although on Yom HaKnisa, the concept of reading earlier, the din was that you would give out the matanos of Yonim on the day of Yom HaKnisa, because since a Neyam Sha'aniyim were anticipating, looking forward to Kriyas Megillah, because they correlated that with matanos of Yonim, so Gemara said that's only true of matanos of Yonim, of collecting it and giving it out on the Yom HaKnisa. But with respect to the Simcha, that the Gemara says, Eino Nehegetz El Bezmana, which Rashi says, referring to the Mishta, Maichalu Mishta, when it comes to eating and the partying, the Sudas Purim, that took place on the actual day of Yudalid, even though the Kriyas Megillah took place earlier. So now the Gemara says, top line of Daf Hey here, Amar Rav, Megillah Bezmana, Koronosa Afilu Biyachid. If one were to read the Megillah on the right time, you're allowed to read it even Biyachidus. You don't need a minion. And Shalob Bezmana, but if one's reading it earlier, Yom HaKnisa, Basar, you require a minion. So Rashi explains here, Bezmana, top line, Bezmana Biyudalid, Mitoch Shi Chovabo Biyom, since there's an obligation for everybody to read it today in Yudalid, Ako Yachid Biyachid, every individual, Koronosa Afil Biyachid, you don't need a minion, you can read it by yourself. Because since everybody's reading it, although they're all reading it individually, but still since everybody's reading it, that somehow generates a Pirsume Nisa. But if you're reading it Shelo Bezmana, says Rashi, Kagon Kfarim Hamakdimim Liyom HaKnisa, Ein Koronosa El Basar. Since only small pockets of people are reading it earlier, small villages, in order to generate the proper Pirsume Nisa, it has to be Basara to generate the Pirsume Nisa. So then the Gemara says, that's all sheet, that's Rav. Comes along now Rav Asi. Rav Asi Amar, Bein Bizmana, Bein Shlo Bizmana, Ba'asar. He requires 10 people, even Bizmana, he requires 10 people. Rashi says, Rav Asi Amar, Bein Bizmana, Bein Shlo Bizmana, a mitzvah lachazer achar asar. There's a mitzvah to find 10 people, even Bizmana, Mishum Pirsum Menisa, because that creates more Pirsum Menisa. About lo ishkach asar. If you can't find 10 people, Bizmana, lo amar Rav Asi de lo likri. He doesn't say, oh, don't read it, just lichachila, shein isser kriya biyachad. It's not us to read by yourself. El mitzvah lachazer asar. It's just advisable, it's recommended to read it ba'asar. So the debate is, when you read it Bizmana, how much the person look into finding 10 people? Rav Asi says very much. He encouraged it, and Rav says nothing really to worry about. So the Gemara says one time have a uvda the chashle Rav lahad Rav Asi. One time it happened, Rav, who argued with Rav Asi, was still choshesh for the sheet of Rav Asi. In other words, Bizmana, he still sought 10 people. Umi amar Rav Hachi. Does Rav really say this? V'hamar Rav Yehuda braid Rav Shmuel bar Shilas mishmei the Rav. It was said in the name of Rav. Purim shechalios b'Shabbos erev Shabbos zmanim. That Purim, if Yudalit falls out on Shabbos, that the time is really Erev Shabbos. We make it earlier on Yud Gimel. So Gemara says, Erev Shabbos Zmanim? Does it really mean Friday is the right time? V'ho Shabbos Zmanim hi. The real right time is Shabbos. We can't read it for technical reasons, but the real Zman is really Shabbos. You can't call Erev Shabbos the right Zman. El Alav Hachi Kamar. Does it not mean as follows? Shelo Bezmanim Kizmanim. We're saying that the Shelo Bezmanim, the earlier reading on Friday, has the same din as reading Bezmanim, which means what? Ma Zmanim Afilu B'yachid. Even, just like Zman, you read even by yourself, that even Shlobas Manam you could read B'yachid as well. So this goes against what we said before, that Rav didn't require 10 people when it came to Shlobas Manam. So Gemara says, lo, Leinin Mikra Megillah Basar. With respect to reading Megillah earlier, Shlobas Manam, in this case, on the 13th, which is Friday, that he says you certainly do require 10. That's Shitas Rav. Elamai Erev Shabbos Zmanim. What does he mean when he says the Erev Shabbos is the Zmanim? Not with respect to not needing a minion or not. It's Zmanim in that, Lafuki Midi Rebbe, to exclude the position of Rebbe, where Rebbe held, that you remember yesterday we learned that if the Purim falls out on Shabbos, you don't read on Friday, rather you read it on Thursday. He's saying, no, we don't pass like Rebbe. You don't read on Thursday. The Zman to read it in this scenario is on Friday. That's what he's coming to teach me. Lafuki Midi Rebbe, Damar Hol Vinitchu Ayaros Mumkomam, Yitchul Yom HaKnisa, Rebbe felt. Once you're not reading in the right time, because it's on Shabbos, you may as well push it to Yom HaKnisa. We don't hold that way. Hok Kamashlan, Rav says, we hold the Erev Shabbos Zmanimu. The right time to read it in this case is on Friday. But with respect to the Minyan, that Rav certainly requires a Minyan, because it's a Shalob Zmanim with respect to the need for a Minyan. So now the new Mishnah tells us, we saw this quote already before, Ezehi Er Gedolah. What's considered Ir Gedola, whereby that you wouldn't be able to read it Yom HaKnisa, you have to read it on whatever day Purim falls out. So Ezi Ir Gedola, Kol Sheyesh Ba Asar Batlanim. any city that has 10 batlanim, that's considered ir gedola. What are our batlanim? So we saw already Rashi the other day, 10 people who are just hired and covered by the tzibur to sit in the base medrash all day long, just to sit there. It doesn't sound like they're learning or doing anything other than just to have a minion there. When tefillah comes, there's a guaranteed minion, that's all. So the Rambam doesn't seem so comfortable with just 10 people sitting in the base medrash doing nothing all day long. He says the 10 people are not simply hired to just sit there and wait. They're sitting there to learn. There's a kolel. They're involved in tzarchei tzibur, involved in various matters of the community, and therefore they're serving much more significant role than simply just sitting there in the base Knesset's base medrash. So anyways, you need 10 people to be considered ir gedola, says the Mishnah. Pachas mikan, anything less than that, harei ze kfar, that's called the kfar, and the kfar, that's where you have the special allowance to read on Yom HaKnisa, if need be. So then the Mishnah says, be'elu amru makdimim v'lo ma'achim. The sugyas of the Mishnah of Purim, that's an example whereby if the Purim falls out on Shabbos, you could read it earlier, but you don't push off the day of Purim. Aval, but we're about to list a whole slew of other mitzvahs whereby we say the opposite, where we don't say makdimim, rather you say ma'achar, where we delay, we push it off if it coincides with Shabbos. So what are these mitzvahs? Avas man atzei kohanim, when it came day for the families to donate their various the wood to the base of Mikdash, if it fell on Shabbos, we'll see why in the Gemara, we push it off until Sunday. If Tishua falls out on Shabbos, this too, we know, we push it off until Sunday. Chagiga, the Karban Chagiga, which means Yontif, which Chagiga is brought in Yontif, if this falls out on Shabbos, we don't bring a Chagiga on Shabbos, we push it off to the next day. V'hakel, we also, Ma'achin v'l'makdimim, the V'hakel, which is going to be next year Sukkot, if there were to be a base of Mikdash, the year after Shemitah, there's Mitzvah Hakel, which is where the king stands on top of a bima, a platform. He reads from the various places of Mishnah Torah. Everyone comes, Anashim, Nashim, Ataf, all come together. That can't take place on Shabbos. The reason why it can't take place on Shabbos is the three basic reasons. Rashi writes the reason is because one issue is an Erev, that there's a violation of Hatzah, that you're concerned you might bring the newborn to the Hakel, there's Mitzvah to bring all the Taf. And you're going to schlep a child that's going to be carrying. The Yerushalayim wasn't Rishis Sarabim because it was covered, it was surrounded by a wall, but we're concerned that person might bring their taf from outside Yerushalayim, the walls, and violate Hotzah. Don't we have a concept, Chai knows it's Atzma, that if you carry a human being, a live person, that's only an Isser Midirabanan. So, but when it comes to a taf, a newborn who can't hold his neck up, that would be considered like holding an Evan, that would be a real violation of Hotzah. That's one reason why they asked Hakel to be read on Shabbos. The second reason, the Yushami brings two other reasons. One reason is because they had to build a bima, they had to build a platform. They were not allowed to have a platform built throughout the rest of the year in the Beis HaMikdash. There's an Isser to build anything from wood in the Beis HaMikdash. It's just a temporary building only. So they have to construct it on Yochal Moed itself. So if it happened on Shabbos, they couldn't construct it on Shabbos. So therefore, the Yushami says you can't have Hakel on Shabbos. And the third reason, which is the second reason the Yushami, is that you used to blow the shofar to gather everybody together. And we know you don't blow a shofar on Shabbos. So there are three different reasons why Hakel could not take place on Shabbos. And if it were to coincide with Shabbos, the din would be that you push off to the next day. Just to be clear, Hakel was the first day Chol Hamoed Sukkos. So if Yontif Rishon was Friday, first day Chol Hamoed Sukkos is Shabbos, they push it off till Sunday to the second day Chol Hamoed Sukkos because of these reasons. So the Mishnah now says that these are all examples of mitzvahs ma'achrin v'lo makdimin. You push off to the next day, but you don't bring in earlier. So the Mishnah now says, Afa pish amu makdimim v'lo ma'achrin, even though we said by Purim that we read it earlier and we don't push off, mutarin behesped uvetainus umatanus levyonim. The Yom HaKnisa, which is a day earlier, that's not really a Yomtif, and you'd be allowed to eulogize, you'd be allowed to fast, and you would give Matanos Avyonim on the Yom HaKnisa days. They're not really Yom Tovim. The reason why Matanos Avyonim, like we saw yesterday, is simply because the Anim somehow attributed Chris Megillah as a day that they received Matanos Avyonim, so to satisfy their want, we had Matanos Avyonim to be brought on that day. But at the end of the day, that day of Yom HaKnisa is not really a Yomtif. You could fast and you could eulogize if need be. And the Mishnah then says, which we saw also quoted early in the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emesai, when is this all true, that you're allowed to have Yom HaKnisa? Me'makom she'nichnesin b'sheni v'chamish. If you really have kfarm that would regularly go into the big cities on Mondays and Thursdays, so once they're going there, we say, Mezo chap the Kriyas Megillah. If there's a village that does not regularly go on a schedule Monday, Thursday, ain karnos el bezmana, we say you don't go Mondays and Thursdays anyways, you go randomly. So this week, go randomly on the day that Purim falls out. This way you could chop Purim on the Kriyas Megillah on the day of Purim. So Gemara now says, goes through each of these mitzvahs, how do we know that you don't you're makdim v'lo machron. So machron makdim. So first thing where it says Tana Asar Batlanim should be based Knesset, like we saw earlier, 10 people just sitting in the base Knesset, who are hired to always have a minion. Be'elu amru makdim v'lo machron. The by Purim are the examples of days where you'd read earlier and you wouldn't delay. So my time, and what's the reason? Because Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Shmuel, we saw this in Daf Beis, Amar Kra, V'lo Yavor, it says that you cannot push off the day of Purim, implying you could only bring in earlier. V'Amar Rabbi Abba, this is simply here because it's just another statement, his name, seems to be a random din. So Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Shmuel, Minayin Shein Monin Yamim Lashanim, how do you know you don't count days towards years? So the example that Rashi brings here, the person makes a net that he's going to do something or not do something for an entire year. So we go based on 12 months. You don't go based on 365 days. We go based on months, not based on days. So so months is a lunar calendar, and days is typically the solar calendar. So it's really 354 days he's keeping, which is 12 months of the Jewish calendar, and he does not need to consider the 11 extra days of the solar calendar. So how do we know again? Minayin she'ein monim yomim l'shanim. We don't count days when counting in years. If that's the unit of measure we're using, years, we don't count days. We either count months to years, not days to years. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk l'chad she'ashana, the months of the year. So we see chadashim atamone l'shanim, months go along with years. V'atamone yomim l'shanim. You don't count days towards years. You count whatever the count is, the measure below. So there are hundreds and tens and singles. So tens and hundreds go together. That's years and months go together, but not the singles, if you will, not the days. So then the Gemara says, the Rabbanan, the Kesari, Mishim Rabbi Abba, Amru, Minayin Shein Mechashvin, Shaos L'Chadashim. Here as well. How do you know when you're counting a month, you don't count hours towards a month, rather you count days to the month, because again, that's the unit right below months. It goes months, days, and then hours. So we don't take into consideration hours. Shenemar Ad Chodesh Yomim, the months of days, meaning Yomim Atam Mechashiv L'Chadashim, days are the unit of counting of a month, but V'yatam Mechashiv Shaos L'Chadashim, but you don't count hours towards a month. And Rashi gives an example of that as well, of a person saying he's not going to come, it's a get if he doesn't come back in a month from now, but let's say it's a month, but missing a couple hours. We don't consider hours, we go based on the month, units of months and days, not taking into account the hours. Okay, back to our sugya. The Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, four wide lines down. These are all days where we would push off, and we would not usher in earlier. So the Gemara says, Tisha B'Av, well, how do you know? Akdume Puranos Lomakadme. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, we don't want to bring in a Puranios, any bad things earlier, and since it's a bad day, we actually push it off. This is in contrast to Tainus Esther, for example. If Tainus Esther were to fall out on Shabbos, we wouldn't push off to the next day, because Tainus Esther is not really Puranios. It's really a Zeich HaVenes, so we'd actually have Tainus Esther would be a day earlier, because this would not apply to the din of Tisha B'Av, to Tainus Esther. When it comes to Chagiga, V'Hakel, how come we don't have these earlier? We push them off. And the Gemara says simply, Mishum Da'akati Lomati Zman Chiyuvayu, because it didn't come yet. Meaning, if we had Hakel before Sukkot, that's just the wrong time. You can't bring a Chagiga before Yantif, so it only makes sense to push it off while it's still the Yantif of Sukkot, or still Shloshu Golem, where it's still appropriate to bring a Chagiga. So the Gemara then says, Tani, the Braisa says, Chagiga V'Chol Zman Chagiga Ma'achon. So this Braisa adds in the phrase, V'Chol Zman Chagiga. So that is pushed off as well. What exactly is Zman Chagiga? So Gemara is going to give three explanations what exactly is Zman Chagiga. Bishma in the Shen Chagiga, a Karm Chagiga, di miklei b'shabasa, ma'achnei lebasa shabasa. If Chagiga were to fall out on Shabbos, which means Yontif, were to fall out on Shabbos, you can't bring the carbon, this carbon on Shabbos, you push off to the next day. So that I get. I get a Karm Chagiga. El Zman Chagiga Mahi, what exactly is the time of Chagiga? So here the Gemara again presents three different explanations. Amar of Oshaya, Hachi kamar, Chagiga b'Shabbos v'olas ria afil b'yomtiv. This man Chagiga ma'achron. So it's a little tricky how to read this. What we're saying is a carbon Chagiga normally can be brought on yomtiv. It's a shlamim. You can bring it on yomtiv because since shlamim you're going to be eating from it, so you can shecht a carbon that I'm going to benefit from. So that can be brought on a yomtiv, but you can't bring it on the Shabbos. Now in olas ria, that's a machlokes beis hillel beis shammai. If you remember from the Gemara in Beitza, Beis Hillel says you can bring an Olas Ria on Yontif as well. Even though I'm not benefiting from an Olas Ria, it's Kula Kalio, you're still allowed to bring an Olas Ria on Yontif. Beis Shammai, which is who we're going according to now, says you cannot bring an Olas Ria even on Yontif. So the way the Gemara reads this is that, again, Amar Roshaya Hachikamar, Chagiga cannot be brought on Shabbos, and Olas Ria, I feel beyond if you can't bring a olas riyah, disman chagiga ma'achin, because disman chagiga you push off, and again it's tricky how to read this, so too you push off the olas riyah. Okay, and the Gemara says, "Money, who is this? This is Beis Shammai, who holds you're not allowed to bring an olas riyah on yantif in general." The Tanan, the Mishnah Beta says, "Beis Shammai omrim mivin shlamim b'yantif. You can bring a shlamim, even Beis Shammai agrees. Vein somchen alem. You can't do a smicha on a carbon shlamim on yantif. That's a violation of which the Gemara says is about leaning on the animal. It's a where's the Gemara? Here we go." Look at Rashi calls it a shvus. The shvus is leaning on the animal. That's why you can't do it according to Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel says that the Omer Mevi and Shlamim v'olos v'somchen alein. He says you could bring Shlamim. You could even bring Olos Re'iyah on Yantiv. And you could even do Smich on Yantiv. All of that is permitted. So this Gemara goes, this Brisa goes according to Beis Shammai, who says you cannot bring an Olos Re'iyah even on Yantiv. That's what it means, Zman Chagiga somehow. So then the Gemara says, Rava gives another pshat. Rava Amar Chagiga, Kozman Chagiga Ma'achrin, but Tfeilo. So when you delay, they bring a chagiga, you could bring it any day as long as it's Zman Chagiga, as long as it's still Sukkot, as long as it's still Pesach, but to bring a chagiga after Sukkot is over, after Pesach is over, that would be usher. So Zman Chagiga means when you have, what's the time frame when you can bring a chagiga? You can bring it all the Zman of the chagiga. The Tzad, the Mishnah says, Maseches Chagiga, Mishlo Chag B'Yom Tov Rishon, Shechag, Chogeg V'Holech Es Kol Rega Kulo B'Yom Tov Hakon Shechag. A person who does not bring Karban Chagiga on day one of Yom Tov can make it up the rest of Chol Mai Tzukas, and even on Shmiyat Tzeres you can make it up, which is Yom Tov Achron. However, of our regal, the regal passes and the sukkah is over. Lo chag, you didn't bring your chagiga, ainu chai b'achri, so you're not responsible for making it up. That's the second pshat of the Zman Chagiga. Rav Ashi brings a third pshat. Rav Ashi amar, chagiga v'chol Zman Chagiga ma'achrin ve'afilu atzeres dechadyom ma'achrin. He's adding not only on Pesach and Sukkot, whereby you have the extension of the Yom Tov for 7-8 days, but even Shavuos, which is only one day, you still have the 6 days afterwards to make it up. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, Ma'odim shim chal atzeres liyos b'shabbos. If Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, which means you can't bring Chagiga on Yom Tov because it's Shabbos now, Shiyom Tavuach Achar Shabbos, the day afterwards, Sunday, becomes a day of shechting it because you couldn't bring it on Shabbos, and you have 6 more days after Shavuos in order to make up, to be mashlim the Karmim Chagiga. So the Zman Chagiga is referring to, you have a Zman Chagiga that exists even after Yom Tov is all over. So these are 3 different pshatim of what Zman Chagiga means. So now the Gemara says, back to the Sugi Zapur. Am Rabbi Allah Zamar, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi, not a netiyah b'Purim. Rebbe planted on Purim. We'll see that challenge of that in just a second. He would plant on Purim. V'rachat b'krona shot tzipori b'shivasa b'tamas. And he also go take a bath in pool or bath in this area of tzipori on shivasa b'tamas. Ubikesh lakor tishavav. And a third thing, he wanted to uproot tishavav. V'lo hodula, but they did not agree to him. They did not agree to him, at least Rashi says, with respect to tishavav. Regarding the other 2 things, they agree that you're allowed to plant on Purim and you're allowed to take a bath in Shivas Batamas. So Amr Lefanov, he said in front of him, Rabbi Abba Barzab, the Rebbe, Lokachaya Maisa, that wasn't the Maisa. It wasn't he wanted to uproot Tishuv entirely. How could you suggest he wanted to uproot Tishuv entirely? That's hard to say. What it was, Ela B'Tishuv Shechalios B'Shabbos Hava, it was actually a Tishuv that fell on Shabbos. V'dachinu L'macha, they pushed it off until Sunday to the 10th of Av, Elacha Shabbos. V'Amar Rebbe suggested, Hovinitcha Yitcha, once we're not celebrating or commemorating Tishrav on the right day, it may as well uproot it entirely. Chacham did not agree. So Kari Allah, they referred to him, Tov Mashnaim Menachad, 2 are better than 1, because they clarified what the initial suggestion was. It wasn't that he wanted to uproot Tishrav entirely, it's only in a situation where it fell out on Shabbos. So look at the Tosa second one, Bikesh Lakar Tishrav, V'lo Hodulo. Tosa says, Kasha, Hei Chasaka Daitach, the High Tana, the Rebbe, I wrote to Lakar Tishrav. How could you suggest that he wanted to entirely uproot Tishrav Lagamri? For how Marina we saw in the Gemara in Tainis, Daf Lamed, call Ochel Veshosa Betishrav, Ain't a Robot Nechamasa Shushlaim. If you don't mourn the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, you're not going to see the return of the Beis HaMikdash. You're not going to see the Nechama. So how could Rebbe suggest to uproot Tishrav where the usual Beis HaMikdash isn't rebuilt yet? V'yod, da in bezin yachol lavata divrei bezin shel chavero elam kin gadol mimehem enev chachma binyan. We saw in that base here that Rebbe was not as great as the initial bezin that created Tisha B'Av. Who is Rebbe? Rebbe is great, obviously, but he did not have the ability to uproot a previous tekana of a bezin. So how could this be suggested in the Gemara? The Tosis clarifies v'yesh lomer delo ratzel okro elam michumra sheyesh bo yosem mishar tanias. He wasn't suggesting to abolish it entirely. He was suggesting maybe we can lessen some of the stringencies. Maybe you could wear leather shoes. Maybe you don't have to fast all 24 hours. Different things like that. That's what he was trying to suggest. But of course, you should fast, and of course, you should mourn on Tisha B'Av. Inami, alternatively, Yesh Lomar Dirat L'Akro Michi Ulekavo Be'asiri. He wanted to move it to the 10th as opposed to the 9th, like we saw in Tanya's as well. Kadam Rabbi Yochanan Ilahaya Havi Hasam. Rabbi Yochanan says, had I been there at the time they had set up Tisha B'Av, I would have placed it on the 10th of Av, because that's really when the Beis Midrash continued to burn and finally was done. But that was, these are the two suggestions of Tosfos.
Back, how would this be a meaning he's still adjusting what the previous din was?
So somehow this din, I guess, of a Beis Din is only a violation if you're being mevatel. This is not being mevatel. This is just a change, but that would not be the same, which is a chiddush. It could be maybe that's what... it's a detail as opposed to the entire concept. So then the Gemara says, Rebbe, heichinata netia b'purim. How is Rebbe able to plant on Purim? Is that allowed? You could plant on Purim? The Hatani, Rav Yosef taught in the Braisa. It says in Megillas Esther, Simcha, Misha, v'yamtif. We call Purim three different adjectives. Simcha, melamich, asur, behesped. It's a happy day in that you're not allowed to eulogize. Mishta, melamich, asur, betainis. You have to feast and you can't fast. And the Yomtov Milamich Asur Basis Malacha. It's called the Yomtov. You can't do Malacha. This is Issa Malacha and Yomtov for Purim. So how could Rebbe plant? So Ella Rebbe Bar Abase Have, Vichinata Bechameser Nati. Rebbe lived in a place where they read and they celebrated on the 14th, and he was busy planting on the 15th. That's why he was allowed. Ain't Echanami the 14th, he couldn't plant, but it was the 15th that he was planting. The Ain, is that true? V'ha Rebbe B'Tiveria Have, B'Tiveria Mukefas Chomami Moshe Shubanun Have. He lived in Tiveria, and Tiveria was surrounded by walls from the times of Shubanun, and there, of course, you read on the 15th. So he could be planting on the 15th. We said, okay, let's switch it around then. Ella, Rebbe Bar Chamesa, he lived in the place of Tiveria, which read on the 15th. They celebrated on the 15th, Hava. V'chinata Bar Beisa Hava. And he was planting on the 14th, which is allowed if you live in a walled city. So the Gemara says, Ami Pshitalei, did Tiveria Mukefes Choma Mimus Yeshu Benun? Was it so clear, was so certain that Tiveria was a wall from the times of Yeshu Benun? V'ha Chizkiya, Kari B'Tiveria, V'Bar Beisa, V'Chamesa. Misafkalei, Imu Kefes Choma Mimus Yeshu Benun, he ilam. Chizkiya wasn't sure when it was walled, from what point, and therefore he was machmir to read on both days. So Rebbe should have celebrated Purim on both days, and there should be an Isser Netiyah on both of the days. The Gemara says, no, l'chizkiya misafkalei, the Rebbe pshitalei. So Chizkiya wasn't sure, but Rebbe was sure. Rebbe was certain that it was walled, and therefore he celebrated only one day, and the other day would be completely permitted to plant. So the Gemara says, v'chi pshitalei mishari. Even if you're certain that it was walled from the time of Shubanun, does that still allow you to plant on the other day, on the 14th? V'aksiv, it says in Megillas Tainus, as Yom Arbaasar, v'es Yom Chamishasar, Yom Puria Inun, these are days of Purim, delo l'mispeid behen, that you can't eulogize. Meaning, no matter where you live, no matter when you celebrate, both days are usher of eulogy, both the 14th and the 15th. So no matter where he lived, Rebbe couldn't plant on the other day. V'am Rava, lo nitzcha el lesser as zeh, this only addition that the Megillas Tainus is telling us that even though you have the 15th is when you read, the 14th is also to you. And if you live in a place where they read on the 14th, the 15th is also for you. So no matter how you slice it, wherever Rebbe lived, whatever the celebration was, both days are certainly also in Hesped and in Malacha as well. So Gemara says no. Hani mili behesped v'tainus. Megillas Tainus only referred to where you can't fast, you can't eulogize. So in Echanami, both days are days you can't eulogize and you can't fast, both on the 14th and 15th. Only one day is there an Issa Melacha. So Rebbe was celebrating the 15th. That day was Asur B'Melacha. But the 14th, although he couldn't eulogize and he couldn't fast, the 14th you were allowed to do Melacha. So Gemara then says, Rav, Chazi Lahu Gavra, Dehavi Kashadia Kisna B'Purya. Didn't Rav one time see a person who was throwing some seeds in the ground? It was Purim. V'Lethi, and he cursed him. V'Lot Samech, and it didn't grow. Kisna. That's because he was planting on the day of Purim itself. But if it was a different day, like what Rebbe had been doing, that would be allowed on the opposite day. That's the first suggestion of the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, Rabba, Brei de Rabba, Rabba, the son of Rabba, Amar Afilu Tema B'Yomim. Even if you say the day itself that Rebbe was planting, he planted on the 15th, which is when he celebrated, it would still be allowed. Why? Because the Hesped V'Tainis Kiblu Alayu, Melacha Lo Kiblu Alayu. In the end of the day, although the Pasuk of Megillas Esther initially said it was Simcha Misha V'Yomtev, they were only makabel as a simcha and misha, as we'll prove, but it was not accepted as a yomtiv. In other words, melacha is permitted on Purim. How do we know this? That melacha lo kabli olayu. The meikarksiv initially in Megillas Esther says simcha u'mishav yomtiv. Those three descriptions. Uvasof in the end, the later pasuk siv lasos hasam yimei mishav simcha, but it doesn't mention vil yomtiv lo ksiv. Therefore, melacha would be permitted on Purim, and therefore Rebbe was allowed to plant, even though it's Purim itself. If that's the case, if you're allowed to plant on Purim, Ela Rav my time alot yilahu gavra. So the story of Rav, when Rav saw that guy planting on Purim, why'd he curse him? That it's allowed. We just proved you're allowed to do mlach on Purim. So the Gemara says, my time alot yilahu gavra. Dvarm hamutarm v'achem nahagu bahan iser haba ubasri the Rebbe lo nahagu. So although mlach is allowed in Purim, and you're allowed to plant on Purim, it's one of the categories that although it's mutter, the practice, the minhag ha'makom was to be machmir, so a person can't be makel. Even though I know the halacha is a certain way that can be makel, I'm not allowed to be makel if the practice is to be machmir. And therefore, Rav apparently was in a place where they accepted the chumrah, even though it was unnecessary, but they were makabal themselves to keep a malacha, and therefore he cursed them. Rebbe, however, lived in a place where they were never makabal such a minhag, and that's why Rebbe was allowed to plant on Purim. The Gemara now says, not a third suggestion as how he's allowed to plant. Again, the first suggestion was that Mlach was never a miskabel. The second one was that it was certain mekomos were mekabel such a minog. The third answer is, ibaiz ema liolam nog. Really, it was practice. You cannot do Mlach on Purim. But Rebbe netia shel simcha nata. Rebbe was planting a unique type of planting. And as Rashi says, since Purim is a yom simcha, there's a hetter to plant a netia shel simcha. Stam netia would be aser. To plant just a tree and some flowers, that's not allowed. But for the netia shel simcha, there's a special hetter to plant this dafka on Purim. What exactly is a netia shel simcha? We saw this in Maseches Tainis. The Kedetzan, the Mishnah says, Avru Eilu lo nanu. If they fasted a series of fast days and it still hadn't rained enough, they mimatin, mimasa, mimatin, they'd start minimizing the business. Bebinyan, Bebinatia, Beirusin, Benesurin, they would minimize building things and planting things and engagements and marriages. Betana Allah, what type of the Bryce explained, binyan shel simcha, and netiyah shel simcha. When it said they minimized building and planting, it was referring to two particular types. A binyan shel simcha would be aser on these fast days, as would be a netiyah shel simcha. What are these things? Eizah binyan shel simcha, zah bona base chasus levano. Person's building a house, a structure for his son. He's marrying off his son or his daughter. That would not be allowed during these fast days. And the Eizah netiyah shel simcha, zah netiyah avrun ki shem lachem. And they used to plant when a prince was born to a king and a queen, they planted a little natia, a little sapling, and it would grow. And when he become king, they'd use that wood, according to one shot, to make this to make a throne for him. So this would be usher on Tainus, but that was natia shel simcha. This type of plant, Rebbe made, he planted on Purim. This special natia shel simcha. But other types of natias in Echnami, there would be an isem lacha that they're in his kabel to practice on Purim. So now the Gemara says two wide lines down. Gufa, we just saw above that Chizkiah kari b'tiveria bar beisar v'chamesar misafkele. He read the Megillah both in the 14th and the 15th of Tiberi because it was unclear whether or not imu kefes chomem yuvashe shubenun he ila. They weren't sure how far back the wall goes of the Tiberi. Umimis afkele milsa the Tiberi. Is it so unclear when Tiberi was walled? The aksiv that says in the pasuk the are mivtar hatzadim tzar chemas rekas vikineris the kaimlan rekas zu Tiberi. So the are mivtar are fortified cities. So list fortified cities here, and one of the fortified cities is a place called Rekes, when Rekes zu Tiberio. So it was clear, it was the times, this is a pasuk in Yeshua, so clearly this was already fortified from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. So what's the suffix? The Gemara is the high new time of the Misafkele. This is the reason why he's not sure. Mishum dechad gisa shur de yamahavi. Since Tiberio sat on the Yama Kinneret, one of the sides of the city was not really a wall, it was water. So it wasn't completely surrounded by walls. Yes, the wall that Tiberi had did date back to Yeshua ben Nun, but it wasn't all four sides. One side had just the water protecting it. So Gemara says, "Ihachi amai masafkale vade lav chomohi." So if it one side didn't have a wall, it was water. So certainly it's not called a walled city. Mukeves chomah means it has to be entirely walled. Tiberi was not entirely walled, so certainly you read only in the 14th. The Tani, the Gemara says, "Asher lo chomah." Below Shor Igor, it has to have a wall and not a what's Shor Igor? They say Rashi.
Wall of houses.
Yeah, Rashi. Bati Arichoma has to be wall and not wall of houses. The Savid Pratla Tiberia has to be surrounded to exclude Tiberia Shiyama Chomasa, where the wall was really water, but not a real actual wall. In Bati Arichoma, so Gemara says no. In Bati Arichoma, lo masafkele. Lagabi Bati Arichoma, the halachas that we said the other day, the person sells his property in a walled city. He has a year to buy it back, otherwise he loses it. That's where we're talking about what's considered a walled city. That's where Tiberia was certainly not considered a choma. But Le'inyan, Gavi, Mikra, Megillah, we're not sure whether the same halacha would apply. Why would Megillah be different? Is it because Mishim Dahani Migli, Vahani Lo Migli, Vahani Nami Migli? Is it because these cities are exposed and these cities are not exposed? In other words, the walled cities are not exposed, but Tiberia was at least partially exposed from the end where there is water, so maybe this would not qualify because it's too exposed. Or Dilma, maybe the reason of the walled cities is Dilma, Mishim Dahani Migli, Vahani Lo Migli. Is it because walled cities are Migli, are protected? Unwalled cities are not protected, but Hanami Migne Mishima, but Tiberia was protected. Meaning, although the water is not a wall, and you could see right through from the end of the water, it's still protected. The water still protects from people coming in by land, so it does protect it properly. So is it because of the exposure, or is it because of the defense? And that's why Mishim Halchim Mishafkali, that was why Chizkiya was unclear. Not because historically he didn't know when it was built. He knew when it was built. It was simply because they weren't sure what the definition of Choma was, the Gabe Mikra Megillah. And then the Gemara says, last few lines, and we'll finish with this. Rav Asi, Kari Megillah Behutal, Bar Besar Bechamesar. He read the Megillah in this city of Hutal on both the 14th and 15th. Misaf Kaleh, he wasn't sure. Imu Kafas Choma Meimos Yeshu Benun. He wasn't sure when it was walled. And Yikadami, others say, Amar Vasi, Hai Hutal, the base Binyamin, Mukavas Choma Meimos Yeshua. Another statement was that no, he knew for sure that it was walled from Yeshua, and therefore he only had to read it on the 15th. So let's quickly recap what we did today. We first spoke about the din of Shalobas Manam reading it, that you read either Basara. Everyone agrees you need Basara. The question was Bismana, whether you need Asara as well, or it's enough to read Biyachid. And then we spoke about that the Mishnah, the Ezu, Ir Gedol, you need 10 Batlanim. Less than that, you're considered a kfar. And these are examples where you're makdimin, but there are other mitzvahs where you are ma'achrin, lo ma'achrin, which is zman atzei kohanim, tishra b'av, chagiga, hakel. These are all pashof, and the Gemara explains the reason for all them. We had this random halacha about you count days to years, and you count you have months to years, and you count days to months. And then we spoke about this man chagiga. Either this man chagiga is referring to that the olas riya is not brought on a yantif, or refers to that you have all the yantif, this man chagiga, to bring the chagiga, or refers to even after Shavuos is over, you still have another few days. That's what this man chagiga is referring to. And then the ma'aser Rebbe planting on Purim, and we explained and trying to be Oker Tishva for the Pshav Tosos. We went on a long Amud here to figure out what it meant, why he's not to plant on yantif, either because there's no Isam Lach on Purim, or because he lived in a place where they didn't accept such a malacha, or he did accept such a malacha of Isra malacha, except he was planting in a tia shel simcha. And then finally, Gemara said that the Chizkiya had the suffix about the about Tiberia, not because he didn't know when it was walled. He knew when it was walled, but since it wasn't fully walled, it had water on one side, we weren't sure the definition of walled for Megillah meant that it had to be completely covered, which it wasn't, or protected, which it was. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.